Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio show where you're going to hear the best in Atlantic Canadian music. I'm your host, Trevor Murphy, here to be your guide for the next 60 minutes. Tonight on the show, we'll hear brand new tracks from Mauno, a new band called Valerie, and a song from Joseph Bridge. We'll also hear music from Not You, Rabies, and The Holy Shroud. Yes, again. We'll talk strange happenings and play some songs by Weird Lines and Bomnivores. And we'll line up a classic throwback track from Sloan. But first, it's been a long wait. But today, we finally got a glimpse at some new music from Always. Their new album, Antisocialites, is due out on September 10th, and just in time for the summer, should it ever arrive here in the Maritimes, Always has unleashed their debut single from the record out just today. So that's where we'll start tonight, kicking us off on Halifax is Burning. Here is a brand new track from Always. It's called In Undertow, and maybe you're hearing it here first on Halifax is Burning. You find a
we could I do that hasn't been done about the feast of cross Urian? What is it could I read that hasn't been read about the way you charge your reason? Song we sing about the song sung. What is it could I say that hasn't been said about the way you judge?
Brand new there from Mauno. That's from a new 7-inch, a split with a band from the Prairies called the Avulsions. That's a track called Waste, and you can buy that 7-inch right now, courtesy of Flemish Eye Records, an excellent label helmed by none other than Chad Van Galen. Ahead of that, we heard something brand new from a new band here in town. They're called Valerie. The song is called Quit. Look those boys up, and boys and lady. And give them a follow on the social media. I love that shoegazy kind of stuff. And I got a big place in my heart for all the people in that band. So expect to hear Valerie a lot more on Halifax is Burning as the weeks go by. We're going to play you a song from Rabies right now. They're a band you've been hearing on Halifax is Burning pretty frequently lately. And that's just because I am really in love with their new record. It's called What You Know About Me. And we're going to play another track for you right now. This is a song called Fuzzies. You're tuned in to Halifax is Burning. We'll be right back. A new single from a songwriter named Joseph Bridge from his album Marvin's Sanitarium. Thanks to Joseph for getting in touch and sending along some music. Some British influence, certainly, in that song. You know, definitely hear a little bit of Pink Floyd. I know that's a big stretch for anybody, but I can hear some of that stuff in there. I don't know. There's something real UK about that song from Joseph, and perhaps rightfully so. You know, people in the UK have been talking about Joseph Bridge, getting some play on BBC Radio 2 in London, also on Radio Caroline over there in the UK. So pretty cool stuff. If you want to get in touch and send along some tunes, you can totally do that. Look us up at halifaxisburning.com. You can find an email address. We'd love to hear some new music. You can also get in touch on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Slide into the DMs. We'll hook you up, perhaps. Well, a few weeks ago here on Halifax is Burning, on the May 9th episode, to be precise, we told you about the reissue of the Holy Shroud record, Ghost Repeaters, by our friends at Noise Records. The remastered and reissued version is up for stream right now at exclaim.ca. You can get your listen on before you pick up your copy, and I highly recommend you do both. We're going to hear a track from the album Ghost Repeaters. This is one of my favorites from the record, actually. This is a track called Landmarks to Postmarks. You're listening to Halifax Is Burning. We'll be right back. It's really not hard not to air drum to that one here in the studio from their self-titled full-length record. That's Vikings and a song called 19. Of course, there's a direct correlation between Vikings and the Holy Shroud, who we heard from just before that, Jim McAlpine, a founding member of both of those bands. Here's a track from Not You. Their excellent album Misty is out right now on Fun Dog. It's one of the best of the entire year. There's a track called 2-4. You're tuned into Halifax is Burning.
Yeah.
great song. That's from Husband and Knife from his new EP, Another Side, a track called Hearts on Fire. Well, I hope your hearts are intact. You're going to need them for this segment we call the Throwback Track. Let me take you to a driving movie. You know that song on the radio moves me. Well, the Throwback Track is the portion of Halifax's Burning. We take something old and present it as if it's new again. From time to time, we'll present it as a dedication, and that's what we're going to do tonight. It's hard to believe, but it's been just over 500 days since 61 newsroom workers walked out of the front door of the Chronicle Herald building here in Halifax to launch the first strike in the storied history of Nova Scotia's newspaper of record. This is certainly not a fun milestone to mark, so in lieu of a celebration tonight, we're sending this song out to our friends on the picket line from the Halifax Typographical Union as a sign of continued solidarity. From their debut full-length album, Smeared, released in 1992, here is Sloan with 500 Up.
We'll be right back.
their 1992 album Smeared. That's Sloan with 500 up. We're sending that one out as a show of solidarity to our friends in the Halifax Typographical Union, who have just surpassed the 500 days mark in their strike. Yikes. Feels weird. It's kind of a weird time in general out there. And, you know, that's kind of where we're going to spend the rest of the program tonight. As strange as it sounds, I've become more convinced that we're living in a Matrix-like scenario. I feel like there are things going on around me pretty frequently that suggest that we are living in a Matrix-style simulation. I'm not the only person who thinks this. In fact, a number of philosophers and futurists and technologists have come to believe that we are living in a computer-simulated world, kind of like a real-life version of the Matrix. The hypothesis is called the simulation argument. It was popularized in 2003 by a paper that came out of the University of Oxford. And in February, after the Oscars, you remember that weird scenario where La La Land was listed on the paper, and actually it was Moonlight. It was a very strange scenario. Following that incident, there was this amazing article on The New Yorker, published by The New Yorker, called "Did the Oscars Just Prove That We Are Living in a Computer Simulation?" I'm going to post it on the Halifax Is Burning Twitter, at HFX Is Burning. You can read it for yourself, but ever since reading that article, I've been convinced that something is up, and noticing a lot more weird coincidences happening. And coincidences are an odd thing, I fully get that, but it seems like it's just happening more and more and more, and I'm noticing it more and more and more. So I think, I don't know, guys, something's up. So we're going to spend the last portion of Halifax Is Burning tonight playing some songs that kind of fit into that theme. And if you do come to believe this philosophy, maybe you'll think it's kind of the end of time, the end times. And, well, here's a song for you to get yourself through that thought. This one is called End of Days, from a band called Disc Control. You're listening to Halifax Is Burning.
Now for something completely different.
Called Intention. That's Bomb Nivore's, a track called Android Crush. We're talking weird stuff here on Halifax is Burning. At the end of the show tonight, we're talking about living in a simulation. Is it possible? There's an article that I just posted on the Halifax is Burning Twitter at HFX is Burning that might convince you if you are not already convinced. Living in a simulation opens up strange possibilities, including the possibility of parallel universes and things like that, where you may experience something like double summers. It would be nice if one of the summers showed up. So in that spirit, here's something from Weird Lines. This is called Twin Summers.
You asked for twin summer.
From their self-titled record, that's Weird Lines and Twin Summers, bringing us to a close here on Halifax is Burning tonight. Going to leave you tonight with a little bit of a song from Gianna Loren in the theme of weirdness that we're talking about. Maybe it's slightly weird. Another way you could put it is that we're being tricked. So here's a song from her brand new record, which is out right now on Forward Music Group. It's called Moving Parts. This one is called, appropriately, Tricks. We'll see you next week. Take care of yourselves. Gianna Loren on the way home.
It's been a week or two since your last letter. For